I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News. Here's what's happening. Well, by voting to create a special fund for DNA testing, Lee County commissioners last Thursday addressed crimes involving sexual assaults, including children as victims. County Attorney John Caldwell and Undersheriff Michael Walker introduced a resolution intended to local law enforcement to use private testing labs versus relying solely on using state labs for DNA tests. The delay of more than a year often results in unintended consequence of threatening to deny a victim or a defendant a speedy trial, as well as the concern that an innocent person may be incarcerated while awaiting results. 46-year-old Jason Foster of Hobbs went into a retail store to steal vodka. When store associates stopped Foster, he tried to fight one employee. Foster was arrested July 1st, charged with shoplifting, a petty misdemeanor, and detox. Hobbs police officers dispatched to the 2400 block of North Grimes in relation to the shoplifting attempt. A store employee told police Foster had been inside the store when Foster hid a bottle of vodka inside his clothes. Foster avoiding the cashier area of the store and then attempted to exit, but employees stopped him. A pipeline inspection instrument containing radioactive elements that was lost near Jal Friday has been located. A $5,000 reward was offered for the return of the misplaced device, which New Mexico State Police were searching for after it was lost near mile marker 35 on Highway 128 near Jal. New Mexico Department of Health said the device located Monday of last week returned to the owner, Midland-based Acuren Industrial Services. The device, known as a Sentinel Gamma Ray Projector, used in the non-destructive inspection of oil field pipelines, that according to the manufacturer's website. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.